What's the matter?
Somebody on the subway licked my neck. Licked my neck!
Oh, Willie's still alive.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, my mom called. They're going to run our engagement announcement in the local paper, so they're looking for a good picture of us.
Ooh, I'm afraid that does not exist.
That's not true. They're great pictures of us.
No, they're great pictures of you standing next to a guy who's going like this.
Oh, my God, that's the creep that you're with at the Statue of Liberty.
I don't know what it is. I just can't take a good picture.
Oh, here's a great one.
Yeah, I'm not in that.
No, but look at me all tan.
Hey, why don't you guys go get portraits done by a professional photographer?
It's a great idea. I bet they have one of those wind machines, you know, like, whew.
Yeah, that's great. Next to that, Chandler won't look so stupid.
Chandler, what do you say?
All right, but I should warn you, I'm not going. I'm going.
How about those three-pointers?
Amazing.
And those guys were this close to letting us play this time, too.
Hey, look, Phoebe's talking to a cute coffee house guy.
Oh, you guys call him cute coffee house guy? We call him hums while he pees.
Yes, and we call Ross lingers in the bathroom.
Hey, you guys. Hums while he pees just asked me out.
I thought that guy was married.
He is, but he's getting divorced. Ross, maybe you know him.
It's not a club.
Phoebe, if this guy's going through a divorce, is it such a good idea to start going out with him?
Hey, divorced men are not bad men.
They have that on the napkins at the club.
Oh, I gotta get back to work.
You don't have to be back for a half hour.
Yeah, but my assistant Tag does sit-ups in the office during lunch. Oh, I could just spread him on a cracker.
Hey, if you have a crush on this guy, why would you hire him? I mean, you know you can't date him, right?
Oh, no, I know that. Although, we made a joke, though, that we spent so much time together, he should call me his work wife.
Soon he'll be able to call you that lady he knew that got fired.
I'm not gonna get fired because I'm not gonna act on it.
So then you wouldn't mind if he was dating someone else?
Why, is he? He is, isn't he? He's dating that slut in marketing.
Maybe I should open a divorced men's club.
Dude, that's so sad.
I could put a basketball court in the back.
Could I play?
Oh, no sit-ups today, Tag?
I just did them.
Oh, well, drop and give me 10 more.
What?
I had a drink with lunch. Did those cost reports come in?
Yeah, I filled them out last night.
Oh, great. Could you make me 4 copies of those?
Sure.
Great, thank you. My backpack, you know, like dried fruit and granola and stuff like that. What's up?
Is Tag here?
No, why?
Oh, well, I was gonna talk to him about doing something tonight.
Really? You got a little crush on Tag there, do ya?
Well, we've been flirting back and forth, but I was hoping that tonight it would turn into something a little more than that.
Oh, okay. Whoa, easy there, Melissa. This ain't a locker room, okay? But you know, remember him saying that he had plans tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. All right, back to work.
Hey, isn't that Tag's backpack?
Melissa, you know, I don't want to be known as the office bitch, but I will call your supervisor.
Great. That's great, Monica. Great. Now, Chandler, you want to give us a smile?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is the seat uncomfortable?
No, I am.
I know you can do this, okay? You have a beautiful smile.
I do?
Yeah. All right, maybe you don't have to smile. Let's try something else. Let's try, try looking sexy.
Okay.
Or not.
Hi, Joey. What are you doing here?
Well, I got an audition down the street, and I spilled sauce all over the front of my shirt. You got an extra one?
Yeah, sure. Here.
Great. You got anything that's not Ralph Lauren?
Yeah, I don't think so, Joe.
All right, I guess this will be fine.
Hey, listen, what are you doing tonight?
Not that much.
How would you feel about taking out my assistant tag? I'll pay.
Mitch, I gotta say, it's gonna take a lot of money for me to go out on a date with a dude.
I'm not asking you to go on a date with him.
Really? Because I could kind of use the money.
No. Joey, he's new in town, and I know he doesn't have any guy friends. Just take him to, like, a ball game or something. I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Ooh, hey, donuts.
Yeah.
I know. Let's try a look of far-off wonderment. Okay, we'll gaze into our future and we'll think about our marriage and the days to come. Chandler, what is the matter with your face? Like, this picture is supposed to say Geller and Bing to be married, not local woman saves drowning moron. Hey, don't laugh at him. He's my drowning moron. That's it. Take it.
I like this one. It seems to say, I love you, and that's why I have to kill you.
It can't all be bad. Find the one where you make your bedroom eyes. Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God, those are my bedroom eyes? Why did you ever sleep with me?
Do you really want to pull at that thread?
We're having a really good time.
Me too. Sorry that guy in the subway licked your neck.
Oh! No, that's okay. He's a friend.
Hey, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but I have these two tickets to the ballroom dancing finals tomorrow night if you want to go.
Yeah, Well, you know, I mean, I missed the semifinals, so I think I would just be lost.
Look, I know that it's really lame, but I got these tickets from my boss, and... Oh, no, my God.
Okay, don't freak out. I'll go.
No, it's... My ex-wife, Whitney, is out there. I cannot deal with her right now. That woman is crazy.
Okay, I know. Hold on. Hey, Ross.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's Whitney, Kyle's ex-wife out there. Now, do you think you could, you know, divert her so we could slip out?
What? No.
Well, okay, but I have two tickets to the ballroom dance finals.
I don't think so, Phoebes. All right, I'll do it. But just because you're a friend.
Ginger.
All right, I want my key back.
I don't have it.
It's right there.
Okay, Sherlock.
I'm sorry, but you better go, Phoebes.
All right, well, I just wanted to say thank you, though, for diverting Kyle's ex.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're welcome. Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi, Ross. Are you ready for breakfast?
Yep.
Kyle's ex-wife, you were supposed to divert her, not date her.
Hi, I'm sorry. Can you give me a second while I talk to this woman, who, by the way, did not spend the night?
Sure.
Okay. I did divert her, and we ended up having a great time, okay?
Watching ballroom dancing?
Yes, that's where we realized we are both super cool people.
Well, look, okay, Ross. Kyle just told me some really bad stuff about her.
Like what?
Like, she's really mean, and she's overly critical, and no, she will paint a room a really bright color without even checking with you.
Okay.
And she uses sex as a weapon.
Fine. Thank you for warning me. At breakfast, I'll be on full alert for room painting and sex weapons.
You're still gonna go out with her?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you hear what I just said?
Phoebes, come on. I mean, consider the source. Of course her ex-husband's gonna say that stuff. Now, if you'll excuse me...
No, listen to me. She is crazy.
Your door isn't soundproof.
You see? Nothing is good enough for her.